At the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov has a dream that's a spiritual experience, to say the least. He dreams of malachim going up a ladder, down a ladder, a very spiritual experience. He wakes up from it. The pasuk says, "Vayikatz Yaakov mishnato vayomer achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati." There is Hashem in this place, I didn't know it. And then the next pasuk says that Yaakov all of a sudden became afraid. Vayira, vayomer, manora makom hazeh. This place is Nora, it's awesome in the literal sense. This is a Beit Elokim, this is Shar Shamayim. What is going on here? The Netziv has a very interesting mashal to explain what is going on. He says, imagine a very high-risk security prisoner. He's taken under cover of darkness, blindfolded. He has no idea where he's going. He has no idea where he is. And he's being guarded by people. So he knows there's no point in talking to those people. They're following orders from somebody. But he might have in his mind this speech to plead his case. If he ever gets the opportunity to talk to somebody in charge, in the Netziv's example, to talk to the king, to the melech. Imagine, he says, if I get to talk to the king, this is what I'll say, either to plead his innocence, if that's possible, if not, to at least plead for salvation, to plead for mercy. Okay, and he's in this predicament. And he manages to fall asleep. And when he wakes up, he somehow discovers that the king walked by. He feels he missed his opportunity. So he's kicking himself. Oh man, I had to sleep then. That was my one chance. I could have spoken to the king. But then he looks around and he sees that there's a lot of security right in the room, right nearby, down the hall. So he realizes, why is all that security there? Because the king's still there. The king is right nearby. So he starts to call out at the top of his lungs, and he calls out until he gets the king's attention and he's able to plead his case. He wouldn't have called out before because there was no point in calling out when the king's not around. But when he knows the king's around, he's going to call out till he gets the king's attention. That's the mashal the Netziv gives. He says Yaakov Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael. He knew he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. So he says, okay, I'm going to a place devoid of Kedusha. There's no chance to engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And he goes to sleep. But in his sleep, he has a spiritual experience. So he realizes, oh, there is an opportunity for Kedusha and I missed it. So he's kicking himself. But then he looks around and he realizes, wait, I still have that. He realized that Chen Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh. He's annoyed that I missed out that there was Hashem. But he realizes, no, there's still an opportunity. I can still talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here. And he davens and he makes his deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The message from this Netziv Mashal on this explanation of this psukim applies to all of us in all our lives. Because we all know that there are places and there are times that have Kedusha. There are places that Kedusha. We know about Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. And we know about a Kedusha at Beit Medrash and a Beit Knesset. The classroom where you learn Torah, maybe that has Kedusha. We know about the places of Kedusha. And we know about times of Kedusha. There's the times that we're davening, and there's Shabbos, and there's Yontif. And that's in our annual cycle, in our life cycle. We have, wow, Gevalt, there were times of growth, the times we learned in Yeshiva. But the message of this Netziv is that don't think that we should have such a distinction that there are times of Kedusha, and there are times without Kedusha. I'm not saying they have the same level of Kedusha. Yes, there is such a thing as the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And yes, there is such a thing as Kedusha at Beit Medrash and Kedusha at Beit Knesset. That is true. There may be more Kedusha there. But there's still the opportunity to engage with the Rabbono Shel Olam. There's still the opportunity to talk to him wherever we are. And we have to take those opportunities. So it's not only when we're learning Torah that we're engaging with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have opportunities for spiritual growth and growth in our Avodat Hashem throughout our day, throughout our lives, in our interaction with our families and our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues. There's always the opportunity to be talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam and growing spiritually. So we should take this message. Yaakov woke up from his dream. Maybe until now we've been missing all these opportunities. So we have to wake up and smell the spiritual opportunity so that it doesn't pass us by. We have to remember that no matter where we are, there is the opportunity, ki im ein ze ki im beit Elokim, v'zeh shara shamayim. Shabbat shalom.